Now, I'll begin with U.S.-led coalition airstrikes having reportedly killed dozens of civilians in eastern Syria. Local sources in the town of Hajin said that 14 children and 9 women are among the dead. A UK-based monitoring group said the dead are all relatives of Daesh terrorists. There's been no official confirmation of that so far. The UN says that about 10,000 civilians are trapped in Hajin at the moment. Joining us out of Damascus is our own Press TV's Muhammad Ali. Hello, Muhammad. All week long and beyond that, we've been hearing about tons of civilian casualties at the hands of these U.S.-led airstrikes, and this is the latest. We're hearing they're not civilians, but they are nevertheless women and children involved. Your thoughts, please.
Yes, that's right. The U.S.-led coalition has increased its airstrikes on the town of Hajin, which is about 110 kilometers to the southeast of Deir ez-Zor in eastern Syria. In the past hours, such airstrikes have led to the killing of at least 26 people, mostly civilian women and civilians, women and children. This is according to local sources and the locals of that town over there inside the Hajin. The airstrikes mostly targeted a quarter called Hawame, which is a residential quarter. Of course, this is not the first time the U.S.-led coalition attacks that particular town over there, Hajin. Just 4 days ago, there was also a similar attack by the U.S.-led coalition, and at that time, there was also the internationally banned white phosphorus munitions used, according to the civilians and the locals over there inside that town. Actually, the airstrikes of the U.S.-led coalition is not just killing civilians every time, and not just only destroying the people's houses, but also causing the displacement of many other civilians in that town itself. Many are fearing that there will be more and more airstrikes, so they are running out of their homes and they are being displaced because of such airstrikes. Of course, the Syrian government has been always sending to the United Nations, the UN Security Council, letters calling on the UN to investigate what the Syrian government describes as crimes and massacres and put an end to such attacks, especially that the U.S.-led coalition, since it was formed, is actually operating without a U.N. mandate, without the consent of the Syrian government. So the Syrian government looks at it as it is an illegal formation, an illegal coalition. But since that, up till this moment, we haven't seen actually actions, according to many experts also, by the United Nations or the international community to stop such attacks that is, at the end of the day, killing mostly civilians.
And where's the irony? Do you see the irony in that, Muhammad, that you see Western media and Western governments constantly blaming Damascus for civilian casualties throughout this last 7 or 8 years when they have taken no accountability and haven't even acknowledged the fact that they've been doing this throughout these airstrikes relentlessly against the Syrian population?
Yes, exactly. And here we also can remember what the Syrian government always, through its officials, say about such airstrikes, about the U.S.-led coalition or any kind of a foreign attack on Syria, which is under the claims that it is against terrorists, but eventually killing civilians, that those airstrikes are only destroying the infrastructure and killing civilians. The Syrian foreign minister, Walid al-Mu'allim, previously said that such airstrikes are destroying everything in Syria except for the terrorists themselves, and that the only force which is fighting terrorism genuinely on the ground is the Syrian army. This is what the Syrian officials always confirm. So at the end of the day, it is very clear that those airstrikes are killing only civilians, but not just only in Syria, but even if when those airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition were happening in Iraq, also there were civilians being killed. So this is not a new thing to happen. And definitely, according to the Syrian government, there should be a kind of investigation by the U.N. and action in order to stop such attacks.
Thank you for that update. Out of Damascus, our own Press TV's Muhammad Ali.